Welcome to the Practice Brave podcast. I'm the host, Brianna Battles, founder of Pregnancy and Postpartum Athleticism and CEO of Everyday Battles. I'm a career strength and conditioning coach, entrepreneur, mom of two wild little boys, and a lifelong athlete. I believe that athleticism does not end when motherhood begins, and this podcast is dedicated to coaching you by providing meaningful conversations, insights, and interview topics related to fitness, mindset, parenting, and of course, all the nuances of pregnancy and postpartum. From expert interviews to engaging conversations and reflections, this podcast is your trustworthy, relatable resource for learning how to practice brave through every season in your life. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Practice Brave podcast. Today, I want to share a unique episode. I have interviewed four different pregnancy and postpartum athleticism coaches who have taken what they've learned throughout the pregnancy and postpartum athleticism curriculum and have implemented it into their own business, their own coaching practices, and into like what they do in all different ways. So it's really special to have coaches who are utilizing the information they've learned and taking it and running with it in all different ways. And I just want to highlight what each of these coaches are doing, because a lot of times makes it easier for us to see how we could also use this information to help improve the guidance and coaching that we're giving in our local or online communities. I want to introduce Trish. Trish is a successful CrossFit affiliate owner that has learned how to leverage and use her pregnancy and postpartum athleticism certification to generate income for her gym. She's found a lot of success hosting six-week postpartum programs, as well as in-person workshops. I'm including Trish because I wanted to show other CrossFit affiliate owners to see how you can generate additional revenue for your box and retain your clients as they enter pregnancy and then try to return to the gym postpartum. There are so many different opportunities for CrossFit affiliate owners to step in and provide services. And Trish does a great job of showing how it's done. What does it look like for you? You own an affiliate gym. You like recovered from COVID, which is a huge, huge, huge deal. And then you took this certification. You were in the early trenches of motherhood, trying to scale a business. And now you have this like certification and this knowledge set that you could use. What was your first move for like implementing it to try to like, yes, make an impact in your community, but also like bring more revenue to your gym?
So after COVID, I found, I hired business coaches, right? So I'm working with Best Hour. They're through CrossFit HQ. Like they're an affiliate partner with them. And they help me streamline my business. So like, I think one, you can't do any of this as an affiliate owner until you understand your business, like, and yes, figure that part out before you try to do this. Because if you do this, and you can do this half-assed and still be successful at it, but you could also do it the right way and go, I think, deeper into the way that I'm going to head into my future with this. So I figured out my business. And now after I went to the in-person, like that was kind of like the last thing I needed. I didn't have the confidence, to be completely honest, after the virtual course. I was just like, I'm more of an in-person learner. I just wanted to be there. And I remember going there, and it was actually like feedback I gave you guys in the course being like, oh, I know a lot more than all of these women in this room, like in the sense of movement pattern. Like I know the CrossFit side of it. Now I just have to implement my new education into the movement pattern. Right. And then like, I think the more and more I spoke to pelvic floor therapists, like when I connected with them locally and they're like, oh, we want to come to your gym and you can teach us.
Right.
I was like, oh, so I know more than you. This is what I now know. Let me put this together. So I think for me, I continue to put myself out there and continue to learn from everybody and work with people. And now what I'm doing is like the first thing I started with was this year, we did a 6-person course. Initially, I was like, oh, I'll do like 10 or 15 people. My first group was only 4 women, and it was the perfect. It was intimate. I was able to connect with each of them individually. I was able to help them with any symptoms they were having individually each session, which was nice. Like I can modify and adjust their movement patterns if they needed. I was also able to like kind of follow up with them after, like one of the girls was experiencing some pelvic pain. So like we sent her some stretches on the side, or it made it just much more intimate, almost like taking on personal clients. Don't do too many. So I started with that. And now that first 6 week is done. We did it in off hours in my affiliate space. So I bought, like to your point, it's a lot of added revenue for affiliate owners if they do it the right way. But I did it for 6 weeks, and now we're expanding to another CrossFit affiliate. So like next month, April. I'm doing like two in-persons. I'm doing one in Suffolk County and one in Nassau County because I live on the island in New York. And that way I can help more moms in both areas. For me, like what I'm doing is like, I connect a bunch of local mom groups. We have this place called The Nesting Place. We have some like local moms that started things like stroller clubs and things like that. And now it's branching into businesses for them. So I try to connect with all of them in that space as well. So that way they can help me share the word of like what I'm doing. I know that again, I throw everything out there at once.
Right. I mean, right. I mean, you're very visionary. It's easy to have like, I have all the ideas of what I want to do. But I think that it is taking what you've learned and then practicing it in a few different ways, creating some offers, which then generates some revenue. So then you're like, all right, this is working. This is like a thing. This is needed. And word of mouth and testimonial spread so quickly.
Yeah. And I just want to try and get my messaging out as much as possible. Like that's like share my knowledge because there's just so many people that need to know about it.
Right.
And you don't, really don't realize some people don't know about it unless you're talking about it out loud. And they're like, wait, what? Like,
right.
That's not normal common talk. Like people right. don't know what a pelvic floor therapist right. is, you know?
Well, that, and I would think like, I know for me, I was out of a CrossFit gym as well, but it would have been really nice knowing if they come in for a 6-week program, once they're done with that, they feel like they have a relationship with you as an affiliate owner, or like if it was on behalf of one of the coaches that was coaching for you, they have this relationship where then it's like a really easy transition into doing the CrossFit classes. Or for me, it was like a really easy transition into my women's strength conditioning class because they had just finished a 6-week program and I could either take them on as a one-on-one client, a small group client, a class client, or encourage them to join the CrossFit I was at. And there's just a lot of different avenues there. But I would think for an affiliate owner, it's almost like it's a different variation of an on-ramp class because it's a very specific population.
Yeah. Well, that could be explained better. It's literally like an onboarding, but it's more intimate. You're getting for the experience that they're getting and the knowledge and the education that they're getting from me, it's completely worth it. Right. But it's also like now I'm taking this program and I'm bringing it to another affiliate owner. And that was in my pitch to him when I was talking about renting the space, because I have to pay another gym owner now to rent space in that area. I was like, listen, I was like, my goal is to get you 5 members out of this. So like, if you want to give me a rate or something like that, that you'd like me to pitch them after, because after I did the last 6-week one, like Ashley signing up for the gym, like she never thought she'd be doing a CrossFit competition on April 1st. She's coming to a CrossFit competition.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then like my 2 other moms too. So I had 2 postpartum moms and 2 pregnant moms in my first group. And the 2 pregnant moms, like they're due in 2 to 3 weeks. And they're like, well, what are we going to do after? Like, when's your next program? I know you don't want to do anything in the summer, but can we do something? So like to your point, the retention in these programs are super valuable. And I think that's like, I wasn't going to do something in the summer because there's no air conditioning in the AC. And the moms are like, no, we need it. So I'm like, okay. I opened my next 2 sessions up. And like right now I only have 1 person signed up out of the 2 groups. And I'm like, well, is it going to work? Am I going to cancel it? But like, what's the big deal? If I don't get 5 people or 4 people, then you cancel it and try again next time.
In my experience, people sign up for things like that pretty last minute. And I know like a lot of coaches are listening to this. So that's why like I'll talk more candidly is for these programs, it usually is a lot more of like a last minute, like, okay, I can't commit to Tuesday, Thursday at 10:30 in the morning or whatever it might be, right? It's like more of that last minute.
The last group, everybody kind of like one, it's funny because you see everybody register at like 3 in the morning. So, you know, they're all like breastfeeding.
Right. And they're like, all right, I guess this is what I need.
I guess I'm going to sign up for the gym today.
Right.
But they didn't sign up until like to your point, 2 days before. Like I didn't have 4 people in my group and I was like, oh, am I going to have to cancel this? And then last minute I had 4 people. So, yeah.
And like be the mom trend.
Yeah. And just again, putting it out on Instagram and content city for the next 2 weeks.
Some people, they take this course and they use it because they're personally in that season and they need the information, the validation, whatever. Others maybe do it as like a side gig or a hobby, but others are turning it into a whole business or a whole extension of their pre-existing business. And it's like, you can use it as you will. The options are limitless. And that's, I think, a really empowering place to be when you have an established business and you're like, wow, I can really leverage this skill set and expertise because there's always going to be pregnant and postpartum clients in my community. Always.
Always. And nobody's
there's always going to be people with like issues.
Yeah. Like I do, you know, I do the school stuff too. Like I do the like little kid at school assemblies and I go into the schools and I educate the kids on CrossFit and I get them moving. But I recently pitched I'm trying next year to get in like the approval for the town, the pelvic floor seminar that like I do, because I'm like, and again, you know, this is not just pregnant and postpartum, but like, it's such a bigger demographic that I can educate people on, at least get them in the right direction and get them some answers.
Right. Well, and you know, like being like a gym owner, like just that involvement in your community is like so crucial. So.
And then that's to your point, it's the retention game. It's like, if I keep putting myself out into these little worlds and going into these people and educating them, they're coming right back to my gym. Like, they're coming to me for everything. Like, I've gained so much trust from these people that they want to tell me everything, you know? And I think that's the other cool part about the pregnancy world in this space is like, you're the first person to know everything for everyone. Like, I know my clients' OB appointments. Like, I was talking to my coach, Rachel, she's pregnant right now. And like, I literally said to her, I was like, yeah, you go to the gyno on Friday. She's like, why do you know that? And I was like, I actually know all my clients when they go to the OB because I ask for follow-up. Like, what happened? Yeah.
I'd like to introduce Christy. Christy Vaquero is the founder of Fit LV and is a pregnancy and postpartum athleticism coach. She has successfully scaled her fitness and nutrition business both online and in her local community based out of Las Vegas, Nevada. She has a team of coaches, all who are certified pregnancy and postpartum athleticism coaches, by the way, that work for her. I picked her because I wanted you to see how you can go from a one-on-one personal trainer business where you're driving all across the city to creating a business that works for you and for your passion and skill set, and even scaling that to include other coaches. So when did you become a pregnancy and postpartum athleticism coach? Where did that fit into this timeline of building up clientele in Vegas and then obviously creating a family yourself?
Yeah. So I had my first son in 2017, January of 2017. And like many women, many fitness women thought, like, I just knew what to do. Like, I'm super fit. I'm pregnant. Then I had my baby and I'm just going to jump back into the gym. And I ignored a lot of stuff that was going on with my body. And I felt a lot of external pressures that was very upsetting to me, but I also overlooked it because as much as I enjoyed the like rah-rah and support postpartum and like, oh, wow, you just had a baby. Like, you don't even look like it. Like, that's such a thing to say. But when you hear it in the moment, it feels good.
Yeah.
But it just like threw gasoline on this fire that allowed me to overlook my symptoms. And so I knew that I didn't do things correctly. And so my second pregnancy had the opportunity to do things differently, which is when I sought out your, you know, certification. And I was like, you know what? I'm pregnant. I already know I'm going to go a little bit slower this round. And I studied all the materials. So then postpartum, the second time I could use myself as my first student. Let's see, I had Colton in 2018. So I got educated through 2018 and then was certified by the time I had him. And so I was able to literally just do things completely different on my own body and then share that process with everyone.
One that I find really fascinating and special about your business is your business is not just focused on pregnancy and postpartum. That's actually a smaller component of your actual business. Yeah. But because the pregnant and postpartum population is so heavily involved in the clientele that we work with, it has to be an expertise that we can touch on, that we can speak on, that we have context on as coaches, even if that's not our main focus. So tell me what the main focus is of your coaching.
Yeah. So... And this is one thing that I've been working on niching down because I've recently come to terms with the fact that you can't be everything for everyone. As much as I wanted,
you got a good job of it though.
As much as I wanted to be for so long. So now, you know, our niche is I would say working with parents for the most part to find sustainable habits for a healthier lifestyle. And we do that through macro coaching. For the most part, like there's some flexibility there, but macro coaching at home or in the gym workouts, we provide all your daily workouts, the macro coaching. And then we do a lot of mindset work too. So I recently implemented a weekly Zoom teaching, which I absolutely love. And it's on, you know, anything from setting boundaries to your morning routine to whatever. We have this mindset call where everyone is providing feedback and we're kind of round table talking about different struggles that we face. And that's just been really, really valuable. But we work with so many parents that are just, they feel like they're, you know, hired cab drivers just running their kids all around. They don't prioritize anything in their own life. And so we just want to say, hey, you can be either a single parent or married or, you know, and working at home, whatever, whatever your case is, there is a way to have a healthier routine. Let us help you figure out where we can tweak your habits and make it healthier for you.
You've acquired a lot of that growth mindset in business by investing in yourself. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah. So when I decided that the lockdown in 2020 was not going to be the demise of my success, like I just said, you know what? I'm going to figure it out. And I kept hearing these like different podcasts and business coaches going, if you can make your business successful during COVID, you will forever be successful. And I just kept replaying that in my head. And I was like, where can I invest in myself right now? Even though I have less clients, I now don't have this $700 a month rent payment for my personal training dues. So where can I put that $700 a month? Because I was already used to paying that. So I started investing that in my software that we talked about earlier. But also I hired my friend Omar because I knew that you know, his business, he had a CrossFit gym and his CrossFit gym was shut down. I was like, I'm going to pay him for a photo shoot. So I invested in him. I paid you for that business coaching call, which is a big thing for me at the time. And it was like these started out really small with the investments in comparison to what I'm doing now. And then in, let's see, I think it was last year, I had $19,000 to my name and I called my husband and I said, hey, I'm about to spend 10K on 90 days of business coaching. Are you cool with that? And I absolutely adore my husband because he has so much trust in me that if I say it's a good idea and it's gonna be for the, you know, longevity of my business, I promise I'm gonna do something with it. He says, go for it, babe. I trust you. Like that trust from my husband to say, heck yeah, spend half the money we have. Just go for it. So I, you know, I dumped half my bank account, my business bank account on a 90-day business course. But every year since 2020, I've doubled my business. And so it is, you have to do something scary to get that return back, to then build the self-trust, to then do it again. And then you keep doing it. And then like this past, let's see, right before the new year, I called him again and I said, hey, this business coaching program I want to do is 25K. Are you cool with this? And he was like, that's a lot of money, babe. I was like, I know, but it's the right fit.
Yeah.
Trust me. He goes, you know, I trust you. If you think it's a good idea, do it. So I did it. It's like, you have to trust yourself. You have to invest in yourself and you have to do something scary. Just like the jiu-jitsu competition we were talking about, like all these different things that you do, whether it's a lot of money or putting yourself in a really uncomfortable position, you have to build that self-belief and self-trust.
It's so true. I literally have written on my whiteboard, like, I trust myself. Like I always trust myself to figure it out. I will figure it out. We get reps of that over time from starting over, moving from one state to another, to building a business, to scaling a business, to setbacks from COVID, to whatever life event and things happen. Like ultimately we can trust ourselves to figure it out. And I think like that is a piece that we forget and that we overlook because there's a lot of noise and there's a lot of, but what about this? And what about that? And a lot of anxiety. And it's like, but when all of that, those noises, like when they quiet down, we know that we can trust ourselves, that we have proof, that we have the reps, that we figured it out before. And if you feel like, you know, this course or this investment in business or this program, this software is going to be the thing that actually ultimately helps you make more money or have more impact or have the time freedom that you're seeking, that's, we have to trust that and trust that you're going to be able to figure it out and follow up on those kinds of investments. It's huge. I'd like to introduce Ricky.
Ricky Cortez is a pregnancy and postpartum athleticism coach who runs a successful pregnancy and postpartum program at the gym that she and her husband own in Northern California. She shares how becoming a pregnancy and postpartum athleticism coach helped fuel the successful program, adding a lot of value to her gym and community. I'm including Ricky because she's an example of someone who was able to leave her job and completely replace her income within a year by tapping into the open time slots at her gym to offer a very specialized pregnancy and postpartum program. What kind of programs are you currently offering? How is that structured at your gym?
So right now, since I am coming off of my own maternity leave, I wanted to kind of reintroduce the program again, short duration, because I wanted a low barrier to entry myself, right? I wanted it twice a week. So it's a 6-week program that we started with, twice a week only. So Tuesdays and Thursdays, I thought that feels doable for me, right? I don't want to overwhelm you with 5 days a week, even 3 days a week for me off of my own maternity leave felt like a little much. Yeah. And I wanted to keep it in the middle of the week. I didn't want to butt up to the weekend in case you wanted to go on family vacations during the summertime and kids going back to school. So we started with a 6-week program. That felt comfortable for me. I had to be kind of selfish with my training a little bit because I wanted to be fully prepared to step back into coach mode. And now we're kicking off tomorrow, actually Tuesday, we're going to do another 6-week program. So I had enough demand to open up a second 6-week program. I was thinking initially this was going to be a quarterly thing, and now we're doing it almost the next month, which is so exciting. It's great. So I said, if there's enough demand, let's run another program. So we're offering another 6-week program, and now I'm going to be offering our pregnant and postpartum kind of month to month coaching, still only twice a week as well, because my pregnant mamas have been very patient with me and they've been anxious to get back into the gym. So it'll be postpartum only for the 6 weeks and then pregnant and postpartum month to month coaching.
And that is so awesome. And I think, again, people feel like there's a lot of barriers to that, to getting that kind of population into the gym, but there are always pregnant and postpartum potential clients in our community, especially as, you know, certain information on social media does become more accessible. They're like, oh, diastasis. And like, that's kind of something that gets them in, or like, I really want to have a fit pregnancy. I know now, of course it's good for me and my baby. There's not as much like fear as there was maybe a decade or so ago. Mm-hmm. It just feels like our culture has changed a lot, where information is more accessible. And with all that information comes, who can help facilitate that for me?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And it's becoming, my goal was to be like the go-to, I'm the bridge, right? From your all clearance to your return to exercise, I want to bridge that gap between, because it's like, okay, I'm cleared. Now what do I do? And there's so much confusion. I don't want to injure myself. I don't want to further, you know, worsen my diastasis, or I was diagnosed with pelvic organ prolapse. What do I do? And right. So I want to be that, like, this is your next step. You've been cleared. Go see Ricky, or go see a postpartum athleticism coach. You know, there's got to be that bridge between the two. And I think people are catching on, like, this is the next step I need to take, which is amen. Hallelujah. Yeah.
It really is catching on. And it, like I have like chills right now thinking about it, because we have come so far in a relatively short amount of time. And it's honestly because coaches like you have taken that initiative to say, like, I am this person in our community, and I cannot help everybody, but I can help a lot of people right here, right now. Mm-hmm. And I think in another way, from like, you've been a business owner for 12 years, really, with you and like your husband running this business. This can be a pretty like lucrative avenue, right? Don't you feel like that, as far as what you're actually like time-wise, what you're committing to every week versus what that like return on your time investment is?
Yes, absolutely. My goal was to replace my income from the previous job I was working at, and that was taking care of that first year.
Yeah.
So it was.
I think that's like kind of an unpopular angle for people to talk about, but I do think it's important, because I think like, ooh, special population, I don't want to niche down that much. But I think there's a lot of obviously like positive impact and like feel good
feelings. And also, like, you can make a decent amount of money by offering services like this that are very specific and very specialized for what they need. Like, that's a great way to earn more income, to fuel your gym, or if you're a personal trainer or coach or somebody who really just wants to exclusively work with this, this can be a really like positive financial experience as well.
Absolutely. And it really works out. I mean, when moms are on maternity leave from the postpartum perspective, we don't really have a 10, 11, 12 o'clock class in the middle of the day. It's either early morning classes before work or after school, after work. So you have a good chunk of time potentially for gym owners where you can utilize, you know, those few hours in between to offer a class like this.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, my classes were like from 10 to 12, basically. I do like my postpartum class and then my like women's strength conditioning class would start. So then it acted as like a feeder system. Like they would go through the postpartum program and then they would see that there's a women's specific strength conditioning class that they could like move into again, like after they complete that series. And that really is what kickstarted this turning into a business for me instead of just like a one-off coaching thing. Like that really, it started to be this feeder system that would fuel. And then people were wanting more. And then it was online. I want more. And now I want a coach like this or this program in my community.
Yes.
So I love that you are living that out. And I'm so grateful.
It's pretty cool.
I would like to introduce Kate. Kate Johnson is an OG pregnancy and postpartum athleticism coach. She joined way back in 2017 during the first iteration of the coach course. She shares how she has progressively overloaded her business over the last 5 years and what her offers look like. Ultimately, she's ended up being the pre and postnatal coach for street parking. I'm including Kate because I want you to see how there are many fitness companies out there that need and want someone with a specialty in pregnancy and postpartum. By building her own small but mighty platform via social media and her blog, Kate was able to get exposure and get her foot in the door with a larger company like Street Parking.
I decided to start with a workshop at my gym at the time. And I was like, just hopeful, like you, somebody would sign up, right? And I think I had 20 spaces. I priced it pretty low. It was like $20 a person. Gosh, I don't even know if it was $20 a person. It was pretty cheap. Yeah. And I actually went out and found a pelvic floor physical therapist that we had fairly similar ways of like approaching and like her understanding of like athleticism and pregnancy and postpartum. And so she and I collaborated to host this first workshop in March, and it sold out like within a day. And I'm like, okay. And it was beyond my wildest dreams in having that. So I set up and I did more and more workshops throughout that first year. I think I might have had 6 to 8 workshops that year. And they started at my own gym and then they moved out to boxes throughout the state of Colorado. Most of them in partnership with this pelvic floor PT. Then I transitioned to consultations, both in person and virtually, because I'd have people reach out on my Instagram. Like I'd be just sharing bits and pieces through Instagram, part of my own journey, but then also parts of just like, hey, like here's some considerations people might want to follow. And, you know, all of a sudden then I'm having consultations with like people in Wales or Portugal or really just all over the world. And so like that continued to happen through 2018. I also started working with some like high level regionals athletes at the time, who wanted to get back into the sport of CrossFit and, so started building programs, had like no idea like what platform to use. I mean, all of that was just trial and error and, really just me going with the flow to see how this would even work out. Right? Like I was an in-person CrossFit coach. So this was like a brand new world of like coaching even one-on-one or coaching online. And so it took a little bit of time and effort to kind of see what worked best for me. So I've literally done everything, right? And then that transition, 2019, I actually transitioned gyms to move to a bigger space so I could start running group classes. So I did group classes, a 6-week postpartum. And then I went to like a women's strength and conditioning class, was just getting rolling with that. And then COVID starts. So, right. Like pivot, like story of my journey here. So pivot because of COVID. Really grateful for my online experience at that point in time. Mm-hmm. And started really noticing that I really enjoyed working one-on-one with people. I love learning and hearing what somebody's individual considerations are, what their story is, what their goals are, and really customizing an individual plan based off of what they need. And so I'd had some generic programs before that. So they weren't always like customized one-on-one necessarily. And so through the COVID year, this is where I kind of to really thrive and find like my groove. And so I focus primarily working one-on-one. I've done some small workshops since 2021, and actually not even at CrossFit boxes, in yoga studios. And just because that messaging is valuable for anyone anywhere, but I have not done a lot of that. I have not gone back to group classes, one, because it was stressing me out trying to like figure out childcare, and like then we would like get going, and then I would have to homeschool, like virtual school, because like there would be like a COVID situation at school, right? And be like, oh my gosh, like it just became really stressful to like have to manage so much. And I'm here on my own in where we live. Like I don't have a family support system or anything. So it's been me. And I think part of that journey too has been a part of me like learning what my boundaries are, like how I can best set myself up to thrive and still help other people. The pregnancy and postpartum coach at Street Parking at the time had followed me, and she and I started chit-chatting here and there. And I've always been aware, or I had been aware of the Street Parking platform for a while. And 2 years ago, or just over 2 years ago, I actually joined it because I was running into issues making it to the gym because of, you know, work-life balance things. And so I was like, this I think will really complement me maintaining consistency in my own like athletic goals. And it did. I could go out to the garage. I took my son and we would do the workouts and stuff. And that transitioned to this former coach there reaching out because she wanted to have a larger conversation. So this was in 2021, fall of 2021, having a larger conversation about core and pelvic floor. And she wanted to do a focus group for Street Parking members. And so she reached out to me and another member who is a pelvic floor physical therapist who I met at one of Anthony Lowe's courses right before the pandemic started. I was a teaching assistant for Anthony at his course in Denver, which I met Anthony through your course as being a subject matter expert in your course.
All a very small world, my friend.
Right?
Yeah.
And which, you know, led me to taking his course as an athlete, which led me to having, you know, like just like ongoing, you know, conversations, new relationships with people. Anyway, I met this pelvic floor PT who she and I clicked right from the get-go that weekend, stayed in touch. I actually helped coach her through some things that were happening with her. And then she and I decided to do a virtual workshop together. And we invited Street Parking to that. So I should back that up. That was spring of 2021. We invited Street Parking members to come to that because we were both Street Parking members at the time. And then the Street Parking coach reached back out to us in the fall and was like, hey, like that was really great information. Will you help me lead a month-long focus group on core and pelvic floor health? So Terry Robertson Elders, who I partnered with, the pelvic floor PT, and we led that focus group for a month, helped answer questions. And we're just kind of like behind the scenes, experts listed, you know, we had some pro tips on the website, that type of thing. And it's like one of those things like where you always wonder what's next, right? Like you have like these big changes in your life. Like this last year, I've been dealing with some health issues. I had to kind of scale back some of the things that I was doing, put up some more boundaries on some things. And, you know, both my kids for the first time were in school all day, except instead of the 5 days, I thought I was getting, it turned into 4 days, but that's a whole nother thing. You just got to just roll with it, just adapt. And, I thought about, okay, what is this next chapter of my life looking at? Like both boys are in school. What do I envision this? And so I had started making plans, and then all of a sudden I got a message request, a DM over Instagram, like, hey, can we chat? And, from the street parking coach, and I was like, sure. And so she reached out and was like, hey, you know, I'm considering leaving and I think you'd be a great replacement. If this is something that you're interested in. And, yeah, so I was like, well, yeah, I think that would be really cool. You know, going back to my mission of like helping guide, educate, and support people through pregnancy, postpartum, and beyond, and really just help them collect dots and connect dots in regards to their core and pelvic floor health. And I'm like, hey, I've got this time too, you know, like all, you know, I say time, it doesn't feel like time anymore, but at the time it felt like time, to be able to like give hours to street parking to help coach and like be an active resource in the community. And so we transitioned, Terry Robertson Elder, who is also a pregnancy and postpartum athleticism coach. She and I took on the role as co-coaches for the pregnancy and postpartum team at street parking in November, officially. And, yeah, it's been really cool.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I want to let you know that enrollment for my pregnancy and postpartum athleticism coaching certification opens April 18th. This course will help connect the dots between the psychology, physiology, and long-term athletic performance for female athletes during pregnancy and postpartum. We offer a lot of different CEU credits for personal trainers as well as physical therapists. Please visit the link in the show notes to learn more. And I cannot wait to have you become the pregnancy and postpartum athleticism coach. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Practice Brave podcast. If you enjoyed the show, please leave a review and help us spread the work we are doing to improve the overall information and messaging in the fitness industry and beyond. Now, if you are pregnant and you are looking for a trustworthy exercise program to follow, I have you covered. The Pregnant Athlete Training Program is a well-rounded program for pregnancy with workouts for each week that are appropriate for your changing body. That's 36 weeks of workouts, 3 to 4 workouts each week, and tons of guidance on exercise strategy. We also have an at-home version of that program. If you are postpartum and you're looking for an exercise program to follow, the 8-week postpartum athlete training program would be a really great way to help bridge the gap between rehab and the fitness you actually want to do. From there, we have the Practice Brave Fitness Program, which is an ongoing strength and conditioning program where you get new workouts each week and have a lot of guidance from myself and my co-coach, Heather Osby. This is the only way that I'm really offering ongoing coaching at this point in time. If you have ever considered becoming a certified pregnancy and postpartum athleticism coach, I would love to have you join us. Pregnancy and postpartum athleticism is a self-paced online certification course that will uplevel your coaching skills and help connect the dots between pelvic health and long-term athletic performance, especially during pregnancy and postpartum. Become who you needed and become who your online and local community needs by becoming a certified pregnancy and postpartum athleticism coach. Thank you again for listening to the Practice Brave podcast. I appreciate you. And please help me continue spreading this messaging, this information, and this work.